Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. A judge determines that a Coffeyville man will stand trial for a 2022 homicide.
At a preliminary hearing in Independence on Wednesday, Judge Jeffrey Gassard found that enough probable cause existed for David Allen Jackson of Coffeyville to be tried for the May 14, 2022 murder of Melvin Simpson Jr. Gassard also denied Jackson's motion that the case be dismissed due to self-defense. The criminal trial will likely be held in early 2024. Jackson has been incarcerated in the Montgomery County Jail since his arrest in 2022.
Saturday morning, Lawrence Douglas County Fire Medical was dispatched to a reported leak from a rail car that was parked on a siding near the 400 block of Locust Street in Lawrence, Kansas. Chemtrex says magnesium chloride presents no hazard to the community. The situation is being monitored. There were no injuries reported. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works
three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will receive $1,185,000 over 5 years to build public health infrastructure and increase capacity to treat Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Kansas was one of 43 recipients of funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention through the Building Our Largest Dementia Infrastructure for Alzheimer's Act. The funding will be used to reestablish an Alzheimer's Disease Coalition in Kansas, which will use the Centers for Disease Control's Healthy Brain Initiative's state and local roadmap for public health to revise and implement proven strategies in the Alzheimer's state plan. And it will also support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and its partners to implement activities to support the revised state plan. Governor Kelly said her administration continues to be laser-focused on providing resources fundamental to the health of all Kansans, including those with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. These efforts are part of a Kansas Department of Health and Environment initiative that helps clinicians refer patients to community supports, and the project will work with Kansans with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, caregivers, and healthcare providers. In 2019, about 335,000 Kansas adults 18 years and older reported the experience of worsening or more frequent confusion or memory loss. And this is one of the earliest noticeable symptoms of Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. People with Alzheimer's disease are more likely to have other chronic diseases like hypertension, depression, diabetes, and hearing loss, and they're also more likely to experience depression, mental illness, and increased financial burden due to health care costs. Alzheimer's disease is the 8th leading cause of death in Kansas. This project will strengthen and expand community partnerships, data availability for decision-making, and public knowledge about brain health and supportive services, and the project will also reduce stigma and bias about cognitive decline. The project will emphasize coordination across community and clinical systems to strengthen Kansas's basic foundations of health and health equity. Experts report that Kansas and Missouri drivers should prepare for a steep price increase at the pump as Gas Buddy, which monitors gas prices around the United States, Canada, and Australia, predicts gas prices in the Midwest will spike anywhere from 50 cents to $1 per gallon over the next several days. There are few details on what's leading to the increase. However, Gas Buddy reported that a refinery outage could be to blame. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the price hike could be limited if the EPA switches to the winter blend of gasoline early. DeHaan said in a news release that the spike in gas prices may be relatively short-lived, but the situation remains volatile. As of Thursday, wholesale gas prices in the Midwest were already up nearly $1 per gallon from 1 week ago, and AAA reports a gallon of gas is up 7 cents in Missouri and 3 cents in Kansas. However, AAA did note on Thursday that the national average for a gallon of gas was down 2 cents since last week, falling to $3.80. Missouri remained one of the top 10 least expensive states with an average gas price of $3.55 as of Friday, and Kansas wasn't far behind at $3.59 per gallon. Gas Buddy expects stations will start raising their prices significantly soon and advises drivers to fill up now before the prices spike. Today, September the 11th, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags throughout Kansas be lowered to half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup to sundown to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September the 11th of 2001. Governor Kelly said 22 years after an act of terrorism took the lives of nearly 3,000 Americans, injured thousands more, and scarred so many of us, we continue to say never forget. But the extreme tragedy of that day is only half the story. She said, we also remember that our country's brave first responders went above and beyond the call of duty to save lives, even as they lost more than 400 of their own. They did that 22 years ago, and they continue to do that to this day. Governor Kelly added that on behalf of the state of Kansas, thank you for your service and your sacrifice. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
As of Wednesday, September 6th, the Kansas Department of Transportation planned to begin resurfacing work on portions of U.S. 36 and 261 in Norton County. The project activity will include milling and overlay on approximately 15 miles of U.S. 36, starting at the Decatur County line and ending near West Avenue in Norton. Construction crews will also complete a mill and overlay on 1.2 miles of K-261 near the Prairie Dog State Park. The traffic will be reduced to one lane in the construction zones and directed by flaggers and a pilot car during the daylight hours, and motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the projects to be completed by the end of October, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager Dan Moore at 785-302-6200. Norton Blue Jay tennis coach Bill Brockelman reported that on Saturday, September 9th, the junior varsity tennis team started out the morning getting the courts dry, which took a great team effort from both the parents and kids, and they deserve a huge thank you for that. Coach Brockelman said the girls competed really well and played hard, and they brought home many medals and showed great improvement from last week. Results for the Norton Blue Jay cross-country team at the Wamego Invitational that was held on Saturday, September 9th, includes the girls' team results, with Norton placing first with 73 points, West Franklin placing second with 105 points, and Remington placing third with 110 points. The individual results for the Norton girls: Emma Collins placed sixth with a personal record, Mackenzie Clydesdale placed seventh with a personal record, Savannah Rumback placed 20th, Ainsley Collins placed 23rd, Lorelei Granberry placed 34th, and Natalie Simmons placed 97th. There was a total of 12 teams and 120 finishers. The boys' team results include Smoky Valley Homeschool placing first with 96 points, Hutch Trinity Catholic placed second with 108 points, and Marysville placed third with 125 points. Norton placed seventh with 200 points. There was a total of 21 teams and 170 runners. The individual results for the Norton boys include Aston Katz placing 15th with a personal record, Tyler Stewart placing 43rd, Matthew Dick placing 54th with a personal record, Derek Clydesdale placing 57th, Jace Bailey placing 62nd with a personal record, Eli Miller placing 131st, and Michael Urban placing 149th. Memorial services for Joyce Dean, 89, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday, September 15th at the Jennings United Methodist Church, and an interment will follow at the Jennings Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or Jennings United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. A memorial service for Adelia Wilnard, 95, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, September 14th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and an interment will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Adelia Wilnard Memorial Fund to help with updating the directory at the Mount Hope Cemetery and the purchasing of new wreaths for Memorial Day, and they may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. Lifelong Phillips County resident Eileen May Skimper passed away on September 9th at her home in rural Prairie View, Kansas, at the age of 84. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday, September 13th at 10:30 a.m. in the Logan Christian Church in Logan, Kansas, with Pastor Troy Buss officiating. And the services will be streamed live on the Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel Facebook page. Burial will follow in the Prairie View Cemetery in Prairie View. Mrs. Skimper will lie in state from noon until 9 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, September 12th, at the Logan Funeral Home in Logan, with the family receiving friends from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. that evening for visitation. Memorial contributions may be made to the Logan Christian Church, and Logan Funeral Home in Logan, Kansas, is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
When you think of insurance, you automatically think house and car insurance. And sure, we at Boxer Insurance can help you choose the best option for these. But did you know that Boxer Insurance Agency also specializes in business insurance, farm insurance, life insurance, and even Medicare supplemental insurance? That's why we're known as the Insurance Store. Everything you need under one roof. Contact us today at 877-5128 or stop by our office located at 108 North 1st in Norton.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow is toting CCC dollars as a viable cushion to help supplement scarce farm bill dollars. Stabenow told farm reporters outside the Senate chamber last week that she and ranking Ag Republican John Bozeman appealed to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack for trade promotion dollars from the CCC.
At the top of the list of all the hearings we've done has been trade promotion, marketing assistance to help be able to sell our products overseas. And so we've asked the secretary to provide dollars to the CCC to meet that need and to do it quickly so we're not waiting till the end of the year.
And by doing so, cushioning a farm bill whose funding the budget committees won't increase.
We're looking for every way to expand funding to get things done for our farmers. And so we'll see what they determine in terms of the amount of money from the CCC, but I expect if the secretary is able to do it, that it will be robust funding.
Stabenow says up to $30 billion in CCC dollars is available for commodity efforts like the Market Assistance Program and McGovern Dole Humanitarian Assistance.
A large part of that is already the way we fund the Farm Bill. So it's not that there's $30 billion additional.
Not brand new money, but funds USDA has on hand each fiscal year. Now, House lawmakers, in the meantime, return from their summer break this week. Ag Chair G.T. Thompson has also been slowed by trying to find savings to cushion the Farm Bill baseline. And now, by looming partisan fights over government-wide spending likely to devour floor time. Thompson says this could cause him to delay committee action. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little taste of fall weather across the state for the next few days. Much cooler daytime highs following a cold front that came through yesterday. High pressure is moving in, but showers will be possible for the central, southern, and eastern counties during the afternoon. Looks like we'll stay in the 70s through the upcoming week, so it'll be pretty comfortable. Once the precipitation moves out by late afternoon and evening, our weather pattern looks mostly sunny on Tuesday and for most of Wednesday. Maybe a few more showers in the western counties by Wednesday afternoon. On the map, with that strong high pressure system out of the way, a cold front dropped southward across the central plains yesterday. That allows cooler air to move in, giving us a big break from the heat. With a northeasterly flow, some precipitation will be possible statewide through the afternoon, with the best rain chances in the southern and eastern counties. Some showers or thunderstorms hanging around our western high plains for a little while. Overnight, we'll get mostly clear skies and actually a little chilly for our western high plains. Lows will be in the 40s. We'll be getting 50s in the eastern counties. On Tuesday, high pressure will keep things mostly sunny and a little bit warmer, mid to upper 70s, and it looks like we'll stay in the 70s all week. Our next opportunity for any precipitation will be late Wednesday afternoon, and we may get some showers moving back into the western counties, but overall, things stay fair and cool through the upcoming week. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 60s with mid-40s overnight, low 70s north central, upper 40s and low 50s for the overnight hours, upper 60s to about 70 in the northeast counties, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Mid-60s for the southwest counties and mid to upper 40s overnight, mid to upper 60s south central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-50s. Low 70s in the southeast counties today, and overnight we're in the upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.